One of the best times to teach vocal technique in your choir rehearsal is during warm-ups. Many of the choir warm-ups that I choose are geared towards specific concepts in vocal technique. And in today's episode, I'm sharing with you five of my favorite warm-ups for teaching vocal technique. Let's get into it. Here we go. And hello, my friends. Welcome to the Choir Director Corner Podcast. I am your host, Matt Walker. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. And as I mentioned in the intro, today's episode, choir warm-ups that will help you teach vocal technique. Now, I'm sure this is the way it is in your world, but in my world, it's absolutely essential that I teach vocal technique in rehearsal. Singers have so many demands on their time nowadays, and it seems like I have fewer and fewer students each year who study voice privately. For most of my singers, I am the only voice teacher they will ever have. And most of you are probably in that same boat, too. Now, if you're in the situation where you don't have to teach vocal technique, you know, good for you. I took a summer course one year where it was with a very well-known university professor, choir director, and there were a number of people in the course, and one of the music educators in the class asked the professor, well, how do you teach vocal technique? And the professor's response was, well, I don't teach vocal technique. I let the voice faculty do that. Now, most of us don't live in that kind of world. So we need to find ways that we can bring the concepts of vocal technique to our singers. And so for choir directors looking to save time, using warm-ups to teach vocal technique can pay off in spades. Your singers get their voices ready for the rehearsal, and you now have concepts that you can relate back to when you are in the middle of rehearsal working on repertoire. And that's one of the most effective uses of warm-ups, is when you know that you've got a particular challenge in your repertoire and inventing a warm-up that you can use at the beginning of your rehearsal that you can go back to your singers and say, oh, remember when we just did that in warm-up? Now I want you to do that here in the middle of this piece that we're working on. And that can be incredibly effective and have a tremendous impact on your singers. So today I am sharing with you five of my favorite warm-ups for teaching vocal technique. Now, for each of these warm-ups, I'll do a brief demonstration here on this podcast episode, but I do have a free PDF that has not only these warm-ups, but has 50 different choir warm-ups, many of them geared towards teaching vocal technique. And you can get a free copy of that. I'll talk about that at the end of the episode here. But many of those warm-ups listed on that PDF have also links for audio and or video examples. So I will do an audio example, or oftentimes I'll do a video where I record myself doing a warm-up with my choir. And so many people have found that to be helpful. So again, I'll give you a link here at the very end of the episode where you can get your hands on a free copy of that choir warm-ups PDF. But for today, let's get into five of my favorite warm-ups for teaching vocal technique in my choir rehearsal. So the first one is related to breath. I like to start off with some sort of breath warm-up. And this is just a simple breathing in for a certain amount of time and then exhaling on a hiss. So for instance, having them start out breathing in on 4 counts and then exhaling on a hiss for 16. And then I will do 4 and 20, 4 and 24. Then I will start to stretch it to 6 where they can breathe in for 6 counts, but then hissing for 30, even doing 8 and 36, 8 and 40. Sometimes that last one I like to say, okay, you're going to 40, but now you only get 4 counts to breathe in. And seeing, can they take that level of breath in four counts that they just did in eight? Can they get all that air that they did in eight? Can they do it in four? Because they're not always going to have a lot of time to breathe, obviously, going through different pieces of choral repertoire. Now, the magic in this warm-up really is in the conversations that you can have with your singers, talking about this expansion of breath, you know, the core, the torso expanding down and out as you breathe in. But then, as they start to exhale on this hiss, not letting that expansion go, but the feeling of continuing to expand down and outward as they hiss. That is really how they want to be managing this airflow and making sure that it's a steady stream, but there's not any extra air that's just being tossed aside, but it's an efficient flow of air. So talking about that continued expansion as they exhale, and also talking about staying relaxed in the throat, in the neck, in the jaw, in the tongue, right? We don't want to get to the point where we're using that apparatus, the jaw, the tongue, to sort of close down that valve that's there in our throat. Yeah, it's not like when we take a big breath in and or when we're going underwater and we need to hold our breath. You know, when I do that, I take a big breath in, but I sort of clamp down on that valve to keep that air in, right? This needs to stay very relaxed and open. Open throat, relaxed jaw, relaxed tongue. And how we want to be managing that air, again, is using this expanded feeling. It's almost the suspension of that inhalation as they're exhaling. That is where we want to be doing the work, not in the throat, in the neck, in the jaw. So very important conversations that you can have with really what is a very simple warm-up. So simply the breathe and hiss. The next warm-up is also related to air. It's in a way sort of getting the air going, yeah? I like to do one warm-up where it's about expansion, but then the second one about airflow and getting that flow going. And so this one can be done in a lot of different ways, but it's simply a lip trill. So doing lip trill scales, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do. And doing them multiple times, yeah? Often doing, I'll have do that scale three times. And then we'll go up a half step and do that a couple more times. And then I'll add a fourth repetition on there. And maybe doing a fifth repetition on there, yeah? And so extending that phrase and having them do that lip trill. Lip trills are great for, again, engaging the rest of our body, engaging the core, and getting that flow of air going. But again, talking to our singers, we don't want any of that tension happening in the jaw, in the mouth, in the lips. We want that to stay relatively relaxed as you're doing that lip trill and using our torso, using our core to manage that air. And lip trills are great early on in the rehearsal, especially if it's a morning rehearsal when they haven't done a whole lot of singing and maybe that phonation isn't quite engaged yet, you know, not quite working. That's a very low stress warm-up for the singers to do, yeah? They don't feel exposed. It's, you know, something that's very easy and simple to do. We're just adding some pitches to it. Now, I would say do something that has some movement to it, so like a five-note scale or like that. Anytime you get into situations where it's an extended note and they can just kind of sit and hold that note, sometimes there gets to be some tension creeping in there because they sort of just go, you know, into almost a default mode and they use that opportunity to clamp down on that jaw or in the mouth or in the tongue or in the lips. So by using a scale where they're having to move back and forth with pitches, that tends to keep that relatively flexible and relatively free. So doing a lip trill, that's number two. Number three, getting into the idea of an open throat, a lifted, soft palate as you sing. There's lots of different ways you can go about doing that. I talk about with my singers thinking about the feeling of the beginning of a yawn. And so one of the warm-ups that we will do is almost, I tell them, it's just a yawn on pitch. And we have the conversation. I don't even care how this sounds. You don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about finding that lift, finding that space. Don't worry about how it sounds. Just finding the lift of that soft palate. And think of a yawn. And again, it's great in the morning because they're usually a little sleepy anyway. But just a simple descending scale, five-note scale. And again, really having them exaggerate that lift. And the sound is placed back there. I'm not so concerned about that. I just want them to really look for that, oh, that lift, that sigh space. Sometimes we'll talk about a sigh as well. But a yawn on pitch, just on a yaw. And I will actually start to mid to top of their range, not at the very extreme part of their range, obviously, but above mid range there. And then we will work our way down. And this is also a great thing for our lower voices. As they get down into the bottom of their range, they'll feel very comfortable and they'll start to let that space collapse. And so talking to them about keeping that lift, maintaining that lift, that vertical space, even as they come down in pitch. They may not think that they need it, but it really does affect the tone, color, the timbre of that sound if they can maintain that lift as they come down into the bottom part of their range. So that is number three, descending scale on yaw, almost a yawn on pitch. Number four is a very simple exercise pitch-wise. It's just on one note. But here I am looking at forward resonance as well as vowel formation. And so it's simply five syllables, me, me, ma, mo, and moo. And I'm very much paying attention to purity of vowel here. Okay. And like I said, it's just on one pitch. Me, me, ma, mo, moo. And then we go up in pitch a half step and we do another repetition. The M is great because it brings that sound forward. And we do talk about that where you're doing it once on a hum. Mm, and having them gently open to that E. Mm, e. Now, the first couple times they'll do it, especially if they're fairly inexperienced singers, they'll pop it, yeah? Me, we don't want that. It's gently gliding into those vowels. So those vowels sort of resonate, buzz, if you will, right where that M happens. Me, me, ma, mo, mo. And it's all on one pitch, so they don't have to think about anything else. Yeah, they're simply thinking about those vowels and where that sound resonates in their mouth. Now, to add to this, there are some kinesthetic movements to this that help incorporate the body into this. So with me, I have them take their hand and put it on the top of their head and they pull up on their head like a puppet on a string. So that is me. And then on me, they take their hand and they just cup it around the bottom of their jaw just so that they think tall with the me. Ma, then they drop the hand towards their sternum. So again, they're thinking even taller with that ma. Mo, they take their index finger and they, as they're rounding their lips, they're running their index finger in a circle, a very tight circle in front of their lips, mimicking that roundness. Mo. And then mu, they take that vowel and they pull it through in front of them like they're pulling that vowel through a straw. So they just pull it out in front of them. Moo. Now you'll see this visual in this PDF. There is a video of my singers doing this. So the physical gestures will become more apparent. But they are incredibly helpful. If we are ever in the middle of rehearsal and one of those vowels are singing it and it's not quite together and it's not quite pure, I simply do that gesture and they know immediately what I'm asking them to do. I don't even have to stop and do it. I just do that gesture and immediately they will fix it. Incorporating what you're teaching in those warm-ups into the middle of rehearsal. Okay, so that is mi, me, ma, mo, mu. That is great for getting rid of diphthongs as well. I should mention that. Again, if you're dealing with inexperienced singers, getting a lot of those diphthongs in there. This is, nope, there's no diphthong in there. Mi, me, ma, mo, mu. In very pure five vowels. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, this is a warm-up that I got from Tim Selig. If you know that name, he's written a couple of books, one of them called The Perfect Blend. And this is called The Three Bears. Now, you can use whatever song you like with this one. I will use America the Beautiful. But again, any song that you feel like all of your singers know. Okay. And this is another one in my PDF where there is a video and it will become much more clear how this one works. But essentially, there's the three bears, Goldilocks and the three bears, right? So bear number one, the sound is very forward and very bright, almost nasal. Okay. And then bear number three, the sound is very throaty. It's caught in the back, very froggish. Yeah? Oh, 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 oh. Very, very dark sound. But then bear number two is a very good combination of the two. So we have bear number one, bear number two, bear number three. Yeah. And so what you do with whatever song you pick, you can go back and forth having them demonstrate the three different sounds. And you can simply move back and forth, side to side. And I would have the choir move with you. Say, okay, you're starting in this position. That is bear number two. If you take one step to your left, that is bear number one. Now go back to the middle. Now if you take one step to your right, that is bear number three. Okay, and so you can physically move back and forth to show them which bear you want them to imitate. Yeah, so for instance, I like to start off with bear number one. Yeah. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. And so you spend whatever song you're doing going back and forth. The singers absolutely love it. No matter what age I have done this warm-up, you know, whether they're 60 or whether they're 8, they love this warm-up. And without even really knowing it, you are teaching them all about resonance and about, you know, the topic of chiaroscuro, the light and the dark. Yeah. And so we want to have that good balance of the two. We want to have that vertical space, the lift with the soft palate, open throat there. But we also want that sound resonating here in the mask, in the front of our face, in the front of our mouth. And so it's the combination of those two things. Yeah. Number two is really, really important. Have them exaggerate one and three. And they might be a little tentative the first time you do it, but have them really exaggerate those two. By finding the back and finding the front, they will have a better understanding of how to put those two together and have that combination of the two. Yeah. And it's not that the back closes and you pull the sound away from the front of your face and everything just sits in the middle. No, you want to incorporate those two feelings, the lift of the soft palate in the back of the throat, that vertical space, but then the sound still resonates here in the front of our face. It's not too far back like that bear number three, the throaty bear, right? So that is the three bears. Now, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, my PDF, it's the 50 awesome warm-ups for your choir. And this is one of the warm-ups that's listed on this PDF. So for almost all of the warm-ups, I have a link for either an audio example or a video example. So you can simply copy that link from the PDF, paste it into your web browser, and you will immediately be taken into these different examples. So all the audio tracks, those are all on SoundCloud. You do not have to have an account to do that. It's simply listing all of the different examples there, and then you just click on the one you want, and it plays. And so the videos, boom, it takes you right to the video so that you can see me leading my choirs in these different warm-ups. So to get your free copy of the 50 Awesome Warm-Ups for Your Choir PDF, go to choirdirectorcorner.com/warmups. And that's all one word, W-A-R-M-U-P-S, no hyphen. Again, choirdirectorcorner.com/warmups. And I will also put that link there in the show notes for you. Well, that's it, my friends. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope you have found some warm-ups that you can take and incorporate immediately into your choir rehearsals. Best of luck, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Choir Director Corner podcast. Don't forget to check us out over on Facebook at www.choirdirectorcornergroup.com.